What would you like other South Dakotans to know about your district and constituency?
Well, District 19 is basically, you know, a largely agricultural district. It's a rural district consisting of most of Bonholm, all of Douglas, Hanson, Hutchinson, and McCook counties. We have, you know, a lot of production agriculture. I myself am a farmer, fifth-generation farmer with my dad and my brother in Salem and north of Salem. And but we do also have manufacturing and lots of other ag kind of service-related businesses. But overall, you know, District 19 is just a good, hardworking, blue-collar district with lots of good people, much like probably the rest of South Dakota.
Can you discuss a major issue or a topic you want the legislature to address?
I think one of the big ones, you know, and it doesn't go away, but I think economic development for our small towns is a huge issue. You know, in South Dakota, you know, a lot of the activities on either side of the state, but I think the backbone of South Dakota is the small towns. And like our district, we're made up of many small towns, but it's a lot of work to keep those small towns going. And we need to continue to find ways to, you know, attract businesses into our small towns, continue to help the businesses that are already there to grow if they want to grow, to find good employees, to find ways to just, you know, keep doing good. And I think, you know, whatever that can be, we need to continue to do that.
What legislation or solutions will you bring forward to deal with this?
Well, I think, you know, we need to continue to incentivize. I don't know if it'll actually be legislation or not, but continuing to find ways to incentivize businesses to come to our rural areas. And we have a great workforce here, but sometimes, like, for example, in my hometown of Salem, we just lost a 70-person employer in the last few months, and it's a huge loss to a town of 1,350 people. And we got to continue to find ways to attract businesses to fill that gap. And also, you know, whether it be having a son or daughter come back to the family farm or a son or daughter come back to the family business, we've got to find ways to make that happen. You know, when we can have the next generation of people coming back to these small towns, that's what helps them survive and helps the Main Street to continue to grow and helps the schools to stay vibrant and have good classes, and basically just keeps South Dakota working the way I think it works best, and that's with the small rural towns being successful and you know, economic drivers for our whole state overall.